From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Secretary of State John Kerry among more than half a dozen foreign ministers who are meeting in Paris today to seek a way to end the fighting between Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. The meeting comes in the middle of a 12-hour humanitarian truce in Gaza. President Obama has outlined several steps he plans to take to tackle the immigration crisis on the southern border.
Unprecedented numbers of Border Patrol agents and resources at the border. More facilities to properly care for these children that have already arrived, and more resources for our immigration courts to process the claims of these children in a way that's orderly and timely, that protects their due process, but also expedites the length of time that it takes to assure that they've gotten a fair hearing.
President Obama spoke after meeting with the leaders of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador on the influx of unaccompanied children crossing the border into the U.S. illegally. Mr. Obama told the leaders that despite compassion for migrant children, those without proper claims to remain in the U.S. will be sent back. The president is calling on House Republicans to act on his request for emergency spending. Congress breaks next week for its annual August recess. While the president met with Central American leaders, a new report was released showing more unaccompanied minor girls than boys were caught at the southwest border this year. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The report by the Pew Research Center is based on Homeland Security data. It finds that far more boys than girls are apprehended at the border. But the percentage of girls caught has jumped 77% so far this year. The unaccompanied minors come mainly from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, where girls fleeing report their fear of rape and other sexual violence. Honduran girls rank first. 5,300 have been apprehended this year, followed by 3,700 from El Salvador and nearly 2,700 from Guatemala. Unaccompanied girls make up 40% of the total number of children fleeing Honduras and El Salvador. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
For the second time in just over a week, a Florida judge has overturned the state's ban on gay marriage. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports, gay marriages will be put on hold until an appeal is heard.
Miami-Dade Circuit Judge Sarah Zabel ruled a Florida ban on same-sex marriage violates the Equal Protection and Due Process Clauses of the U.S. Constitution. Preventing couples from marrying solely on the basis of their sexual orientation, she wrote, offends, quote, basic human dignity. The case was filed by six gay couples in Miami-Dade County. Judge Zabel issued a stay on her order until the case is appealed. Last week in the Florida Keys, another judge issued a similar ruling in a case brought by two Key West men. Florida's Attorney General immediately appealed that ruling, and a stay was issued. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
And you're listening to NPR News. In Philadelphia, rewards are being offered for information leading to the arrest of two carjackers blamed for the deaths of three siblings ranging in age from 7 to 15. Police say the suspects took an SUV at gunpoint but lost control of the vehicle after about a mile, plowing into a crowd and striking the children. They had been selling fruit as part of a church fundraiser. Police Lieutenant John Stanford.
At some point in time, they come to the intersection of Germantown and Allegheny, losing control and going up onto the sidewalk, striking four individuals.
The children's mother was critically injured. The owner of the SUV and another woman were also hurt. More than $100,000 in rewards are being offered for the suspect's capture. Ohio State University officials calling on a former state attorney general to investigate allegations of sexual harassment of its band members. The call came a day after the school fired its band director. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles has details.
OSU band director John Waters was fired after an internal investigation found band members routinely were subjects of embarrassing traditions involving sexual practices and innuendo. In one case, the band members marched across the football field in their underwear. OSU fired Waters after the report showed he wasn't doing enough to change the sexual culture that existed between band members. OSU is one of more than 60 colleges throughout the nation that is already under investigation by a federal commission for possible Title IX violations. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.